Sir.
So there's what we're handling.
So you switched?
This one wasn't.
Switched with.
It was so hot here last night, I was frying.
Really?
That corner over there is horrible.
I'm sitting back there, kind of cool, but I was kind of close to the door.
I've already opened that door, so. Unless you air it, that statue's pretty good.
I didn't forget that door's even there.
So that way we'll get a little cool air in here.
There should be an airport right there.
They've got one.
Is it down by the river?
Yeah, it's right here.
The sandbar.
That's the sandbar. Here it is. And then if you go up here, you'll see where it used to zigzag the people up on mules. Probably go strong. But the airport is right over there.
We're going to be running about 10 minutes late because a lot of folks didn't realize it was a 5. They thought it was a 6. They were one sick grandchild.
Why the change?
Sorry?
Said why?
Paul was traveling. I might be traveling. So they're excused this evening. I think Mike may show up. He may just run in late. Any declaration of conflicts of interest?
No.
I might have a possible conflict of interest on line items. No, I do not. No update from the mayor tonight. So we'll go to items number 1, 2, and 3. Do you have a second on that?
What did you say?
Couldn't hear. He has a motion.
Should I like to make a motion over that? It's
my
Do we have a second on that motion?
Well, yeah, we waited for.
Oh, I got it.
I'm sorry, I'm late, everybody. I have a granddaughter.
I figured it out.
There is no second to the motion, so we'll continue forward. Discussion on item lines 1, 2, and 3. These are pertaining to the lot split ordinance we have that American approved. A lot split under 10 lots. We discovered in researching that ordinance that it actually requires it to be noticed on the agenda items. No discussion or no challenge no action taken, but it does require that I notify the council members for what we're doing there. So there is an application lot split of less than 10 lots for Aaron Stout, Kinder Webb, and if I'm is it Englehart? I think we're pronouncing that right.
Amy Jo Englehart.
Amy Jo Englehart is her last name. Item number 4, discussion of possible action on resolution R2R-2021-10, a resolution appointing Daniel Musser, Chief of Police and Fire Chief. This does not require a resolution. I did want to, however, have the town council an opportunity to support Mr. Musser. And I think he's out on a call right now. So to welcome him to the town, and if we have an open discussion on this, if council would like to ask any questions about that or discuss that. Mr. Sayre?
I make a motion to table this to the next meeting.
This is not an approval item. This appointment has already been made. This is just a simple opportunity for the
And that's what I have a problem with. You do this all on your own. I wasn't involved in any of it.
Okay.
Well, it's hired employees as a mayor's discretion. I understand why you object to it. And he can easily be let go as of
the next contract. That's a joke.
He can be let go as of the next meeting.
Yeah, well, in the contract on line 32, it states that he gets a full year's salary if the town decides to terminate him.
Okay. Is there a
45
second?
Grand.
Is there a second on the motion? No second on the motion, so doesn't carry. Any discussion for you, Mr. Sidney? You have a question on it?
No, I don't. I think okay. It's crazy not to have a fire chief. This is only for the next 30 days until the next
okay.
administration comes in. We got to have somebody that's in the post out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hall, on a resolution, it still is, still can go to a vote, though, have them, correct? Is it a vote or is it just a motion?
So what you would do with this, because if you want to do it by resolution, it would be by a vote to adopt this draft resolution. It's really not required, but it's fine for the council by a majority vote to adopt the resolution, just confirming that you're retaining him as a police and fire chief.
And I'll make a motion that we accept the resolution R-2021-10, appointing Daniel Musser to the fire chief and police fire position. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Vote beginning with Mr. Sayer.
Nay.
Mr. Lisenby.
Yes.
Voting Mr. Beto, yes. The resolution carries. Thank you. Mr. Musser, welcome to the town. We appreciate your service. Everybody would like to meet Mr. Musser. He is coming over to us. He was a fire and police in the town of Hilldale, not Colorado State, but Hilldale, correct?
Yes.
Both. I know they're kind of mixed out there. But welcome. We appreciate your service. Looking forward to having you in part of the town. He's also a resident of town, has been for four years. So welcome. We appreciate it. Item number five, discussion of possible action on resolution R-2021-11, a resolution exempting public utility structure from building height restrictions. This has to do with two factors, the Jepson Canyon project that has been approved and in fact has begun their staging construction processes. We do have a 32-foot height restriction for building our town, and our new water tank would exceed that, as will our new sub-power station that has been approved by Rocky Mountain Power Company, has acquired property just past the Apple Valley storage units. And they'll be building a new substation, which would also exceed that. So we're making a resolution, a suggestion to exempt utilities from our building standard of height restrictions for those items. So we have a motion.
Can I have a yep. comment, Mayor? I have a concern with section 2, the last line of the resolution, as far as scope. It says water tanks are exempt from any and all building height restrictions. Mm-hmm. My concern, I think the intent is that public infrastructure would be exempt, but this language would allow a landowner with a parcel to build a 100-foot water tank on their property and not be subject to that 35-foot restriction. I didn't get to see this until just today, so I apologize for being late, but I think we probably need to rework this a little bit and tighten it.
Great. Then I'm going to make a motion to accept and approve the...
I'm about to throw my guts up. I'm freaking leaving this place. I can't take it anymore.
You're going to ask me what to do now. I mean,
so. I think the answer is you're going to call me.
No, no.
Oh, sorry. What?
Sorry. Well, we're on that subject real quick. I do want to ask you a question.
Should I stop the recording?
So we don't have a quorum, and so
you have to stop the meeting.
Yeah, we have to stop the meeting.
Were they online by chance?
I called earlier. I'm not seeing them. I asked them earlier if they were online. They weren't. I texted them. They weren't. Didn't respond either. I talked to Mike about an hour ago. Said he was going to be here. A little bit earlier, so I was a little surprised that he wasn't. Paul is traveling, so I know he's not going to be here unless he made it back into town. So, no, they'll stop recording until we close the meeting. So, I think do you have any other questions of this?
Just my one question to him would be seems like this would be a land use item. I'm not sure that we could do that by resolution because it is land use. I'm not even sure that the city's infrastructure would be subject to that ordinance. I'd like to go study that anyway.
It does state it, and the recommendation that I got was to do it by resolution. It can be the resolution, or what it actually calls for is it has to have its conditional use permit that it has to have. So
So if there's not a rush on this, my recommendation is table it. Let me put it on my things of, you know, list of things to look at, and then recommend a.
There's a bit of a rush. They're trying to close on their ground, and they can't close without some notification to town that they're either exempt from it. And when I read the language, I didn't feel they were exempt because it does state that it doesn't specify utilities, and it doesn't eliminate city utilities, and the absence of elimination is therefore prohibited. So, and it does state that it requires a conditional use permit.
So why not put a conditional use permit on and have them get that? That might be
every time you turn around, you're gonna have one. So we're just gonna try to take care of it. Because we do over the next 2 or 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, we're gonna have additional utilities come in.
Marty's got a good point. Maybe an amendment to the ordinance, just clarifying that would be a better way to go about it.
Which means you gotta go to planning.
That's right.
Yep.
Get all that.
Okay. Let's do that.
If not in the building.
But you can't take any action right now because we're not in a public meeting.
Correct.
We're just a bunch of neighbors here talking because we don't have a quorum.
Correct. So with that clarification, that we close the meeting.
Well,
and that you can't really.
I think we ought to deem it
closed, for lack of a quorum.
We do have the one closed door session that needs to be discussed.
When we can't do that without a quorum.
Okay.